Since the start of the pandemic, grocery store aisles have been crowded and shelves emptied of basic food items. To avoid the mayhem, some shoppers are turning to smaller markets in more rural areas. As Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin reports, that's giving rural grocery stores a boost.
Winchester, Illinois is a town of fewer than 2,000 people. Great Scott Community Market opened in an old shoe store there less than a year ago. Before then, the nearest grocery store was about 20 miles away.
Where the previous owner sold shoes, we've got our dried goods and canned goods and all the grocery staples that you find in any grocery store.
Market President John Paul Coonrod says they also sell your standard craft beer, wine, and frozen foods, and have a deli section in back. Since the pandemic started, he says business has been booming, with sales through the roof for the first 10 days.
After that, we've settled into a pretty good stasis of sales that are about double, I would say, what they were pre-COVID.
Coonrod says he usually recognizes most of his customers. Lately, though, he says it's been a lot of unfamiliar faces, and there could be any number of reasons for that. For one, due to lockdown orders, people who live in rural areas like Winchester aren't traveling as much into urban areas for work and are likely choosing to shop closer to home. Robin Lyons would usually shop at the Kroger 20 miles away, but now frequents Great Scott.
This is the time, because these are our neighbors and our fellow townspeople, and so we gotta shop local.
The appeal of smaller grocery stores might also be driving city dwellers into more rural areas, says Shannon McCord, who owns Ideal Market in Superior, Nebraska.
Of course, Walmarts are always packed with people.
He says that makes it hard for customers to socially distance.
So I think they decide to stay local, which it would end up doing is causing my store to be packed with people.
He says he's seen a 20 to 30% increase in sales since the start of the pandemic. Business is so busy, in fact, that he's completely burnt out.
It's been tremendously difficult. I've been putting in super long hours.
McCord says he's been working 70 or 80 hours a week, mostly on inventory.
I've been doing that for 10 weeks straight.
Supply chain disruptions have made it hard to keep items like meat, flour, and toilet paper in stock. But in many cases, smaller grocery stores have found workarounds by turning to their local communities. After meatpacking plant closures, for example, McCord started working to pair area hog farmers with local butchers in hopes of keeping his meat case stocked. And at Great Scott Community Market in Illinois, it was flour that was in short supply.
We're a small grocery store, and we're absolutely at the bottom of the supply chain. You know, we'll be the last ones to get something if it's scarce.
So Coonrod decided to buy and repackage flour from local restaurants so he could sell it off his own shelves. Ryle Carver with Kansas State University's Rural Grocery Initiative says this is a good example of how these stores can adapt in difficult situations. According to Carver, more than 20% of rural grocery stores in Kansas closed between 2008 and 2018. When one closes, she says it can hit a community hard.
And often the folks that are hit the hardest are the older adults in the community and the lower income individuals in the community who may not have the means or the capacity to get to a further away grocery store.
As stay-at-home orders begin to loosen, rural grocery store owners hope their new customers will continue to shop local. I'm Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.